Steinbeck, his whole philosophy was you're never going to realize the beauty of the dreams you have. And in truth, Steinbeck was right. Chazal said, it's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, Tov marei einayim mealach nafesh. The Pasuk says, what your eyes see is much better than what your soul experiences. Meaning, Chazal say, when a person can fantasize, what a person in his fantasies, when he dreams what he can have, the Gemara is talking about promiscuity. The Gemara says, a person's fantasies are much better than the thing itself. You're never going to have an action which is as good as what a person fantasizes it can be. All pornography revolves around that. People who have experience, who have lived life, know that what they imagine is always better than what they're really going to get in every area of the material. So Chazal warn us, Tov marei einayim mealach nafesh. Your imagination, your fantasies are always going to be more potent or more potentially enjoyable, meaning the idea is that a person dreams that he could get to a level of materialistic joy that he can never really get to. So if our life revolves around the physical, like Steinbeck, so then I could take like of mice and men, and I could take a retarded person, and I've done him the best thing in life by having him close his eyes, imagine the farm, imagine the bunnies he could pet, and he's in seventh heaven, and that's the best I can do. Because if he really had the farm, then he'd have bunnies dying on him because he's retarded, and every time he pets them, he kills them, and he's very powerful, and he doesn't realize it. The real thing is never going to match up to his imagination. So the best thing he can do for Lenny is shoot him as he's dreaming. Because the best thing you have in life is the dream. But that's when your life is the life of the material.
Right. Better would be to bring him to the point to appreciate what he accomplished.
Oh, but...
if you're not able to do
it that way. I'm not saying Steinbeck was wrong. You know, if the guy had to die, let him die feeling good about himself. Fine. I'm not saying he was wrong. But I'm saying that Steinbeck's philosophy in many of his works, in many of the stories he wrote, was that the only thing a human being can hope for is to die dreaming. Because you're never going to realize your dreams. They're never going to be as good. And that's not true. That's only if your dream revolves around the physical. What we just learned is that when a person has a spiritual life, so then he can be content. He can have happiness today. He doesn't have to dream about the happiness of tomorrow.
Part of the religious experience, that anticipation of the future, the tikkun olam, the tzviya, all of these are themes that are constantly in the religious man's psyche, no? The anticipation of the future redemption of the eschatological kind of.
That deserves a longer discussion. You know what the Rambam says about all of that. Is what you're saying, does that fit in with the Rambam or what people tell you Kabbalistic works say? Meaning, is your question stemming from what you've read and understand, or your question stemming from concepts that seem to be like in the air? I'm saying, can you quote to me a source that backs your question? Or is your question really based on all kinds of common folklore or common, I'm purposely using a derogatory term, what the common people say? You said a word, tikkun olam. What have you studied about tikkun olam? Excuse my putting you on the spot, but I'm only doing that because I know that you specifically have learned works. So you, I could ask this, you know, you have learned what the Rambam says about why tzaddikim want Mashiach. And the Rambam does not seem to say what you're saying. When the Rambam discusses our anticipation, tzipita lishua, I don't think the Rambam is describing the type of anticipation you're saying. So I'm just asking, is your question stemming from a philosophy that you've seen?
But I'm still convinced, okay, I cannot bring out that it is a certain underlying thing according to you.
I think we have to define the question better. You could say, how come we say v'techazena ineinu? We say in Shmona Esrei, we await to see your redemption. But when you formulate the question, then we have to see if you still have a question. Meaning to just say there is this underlying concept in Judaism is too broad. So let's think about it a little bit. Let's formulate the question and see if we still have a question.
So what are you saying, that actually you should be thinking of the future.
No, no, no.